Schenk dir rein.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How's everyone doing? Did you all have a good 4th of July? I hope you did. I know some of you were still vacationing. Kind of a weird week when you have 4th of July smack in the middle of the week. You either get to take a weekend off before or a weekend off after. So it's a little weird. I think 4th of July has got to be one of the more dangerous holidays. I mean, we had that boat capsize with kids drowned in the cabin up near Long Island. I'm hearing we have a boy on, life support after he was injured in a firework fire. Some gentleman in Lansing, Kansas, blew off his arm just cleaning up after fireworks the next day. You would think Halloween might be the most dangerous holiday. What is the most dangerous holiday? Now, Forbes, I think every year, comes out with their vote for the most dangerous holiday, and they always say Thanksgiving. They say it's Thanksgiving because of the drivers. So maybe for driving, Thanksgiving weekend could be. I wouldn't have guessed Thanksgiving. I would have guessed New Year's Eve. I would say New Year's Eve isn't a holiday. Yes, it is. I look at it as a holiday. I mean, unless they're looking at like holiday weekends. But I would say New Year's Eve would be the most dangerous for driving. But no, Forbes says Thanksgiving is the most dangerous holiday for driving. I think the most dangerous holiday all around would be 4th of July, because of the fireworks and the injuries and, the heat and people sweltering in the heat. Halloween, granted, is spooky. It's the spookiest holiday. But just because there's ghosts and goblins and headstones, it doesn't mean people die on Halloween. We just think that people die on Halloween because there's all this, you know, death surrounding the holiday. But no, that's just for, decor, ambiance. For heart patients, Christmas appears to be the most dangerous. They say Christmas time is the most dangerous, probably because of the drinking, the holiday parties. They say heart patients, cardiac patients, do not take their medications as well when they go on vacation. They either leave their pills, they forget their pills. They end up seeing the in-laws, and you know where that goes. Nothing happens clearly or logically during those periods of time. Actually, a study came out saying cardiac patients probably improperly take their medications more than others. And they did a survey, and they found that many cardiac patients commit medication errors, some of them pretty life-threatening, and this happens on a usual basis. So I guess we need to review what an oral medication is versus a suppository. If we have to do it, we have to do it. I mean, that's what the Dr. Dahlia Show does. There's no other show like mine on air, probably because of supply and demand, but that doesn't matter. All right? I am the only one on air nationally telling you how to take your pills, where to take your pills, all right? What to do with your pills. But I got to tell you, with 4th of July week and us being in the dead of summer, I just think this is probably one of the most dangerous times. We talked about those kids yesterday on air that were electrocuted in those lakes. Did you guys hear about that? Two separate lakes, one in the state of Missouri, the other in the state of Tennessee. Two children in each state. So we're talking about four kids have died, jumped into a lake that had some sort of electrical current run through it, either by faulty wiring from a dock, faulty wiring from a boat, and these kids were electrocuted. Just frightening. So I'm not going to review what we talked about on the previous shows because you could, on demand, get it, and because I'm a little lazy today. But on demand, you could also, Droid users, download for free the Dr. Dahlia app. Come on, stop it. Be nice. Come on, be nice. download it. You can listen to the other shows. Pretty cool. But we reviewed what to do in an electrocution injury. Pretty important stuff. Donovan says, for driving, the most dangerous holiday is the beginning of daylight savings time. Is that a holiday? I'm confused. When is the beginning of daylight savings time and when is the end? See, I celebrate the getting the extra hour of sleep. All right. So to me, that's the holiday. But that's a good point because people probably wake up and go, oh, I forgot to set my clocks. And then they race to work. I get that. Now, very interesting. WTOP. Let me see if I have it. WTOP in Washington State gave us a quick review of what to do during a power outage with your refrigerator and your food. And this is pretty important to me because one of my refrigerators went out today. So just a quick review because one of the injuries people are getting, not only from heat exhaustion, we talk about heat exhaustion on the show a lot, sometimes more than often if I run out of material to talk about, it's always easy, let's just talk about heat exhaustion, you know. Yeah, running out of material is a big problem on this show. Let's talk about, well, call in then, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. What to do with your food and your food in your refrigerator and freezer. So this is from WTOP in Washington. Now, they say foods will stay safely cold for 4 to 6 hours in your refrigerator, but if the temperature reaches above 40 degrees, you have to throw out what's in your refrigerator and freezer. If the food is still cold or has ice crystals, you may be able to stick it in your freezer. Usually when power goes out, your freezer will stay cold for a good couple days. If it's really full, maybe you'll buy a little extra time. If it's not so full, you may only have one day. They say, this is Dominion Virginia Powers, recommends that with fruits, you could refreeze fruits if they aren't fully thawed. And if they still taste and smell okay, do not refreeze your frozen dinners. You got to chuck those. Do not refreeze thawed vegetables. They can be very toxic, of course, once bacteria multiply. And we've talked about bacteria on vegetables at great lengths. Again, when we run out of material, it's always a nice, fun topic to talk about bacteria on our vegetables. I don't like vegetables, so no problem there. Throw them out. Meat and poultry. If your meat and poultry start to spoil, you got to throw it out. If your freezer temperature exceeds 45 degrees, throw it out. Fish and shellfish, they're not meat anyway. Just throw those out. Ice cream, do not refreeze melted ice cream, even if it's chocolate, rocky road. All right, you got that? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of a 100% blocked artery in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If any of you are physicists, please call in. I really don't get this whole Higgs boson God particle. Do you guys, everyone's been all excited all week long about finding the God particle. And I'm a little confused by this. I mean, it sounds a little Star Trek-y to me, where there's supposed to be an invisible field and this is supposed to explain how, I guess, Big Bang worked, right? Where, from what I understand, something going through this invisible theoretical field could actually make a particle that has actual mass. Am I just as confused? I guess Higgs boson, Higgs bosom, not too sure. I mean, scientists are as excited about this as finding the G spot, but they call this the God particle. I guess Peter Higgs, back in 1964, said that by exciting an invisible field with the right level of energy, that invisible field would produce an actual particle, thereby proving the existence of the field itself. So for those of us that believe God created the earth, that's probably why we're really confused by this, going, I don't understand why you're trying to find a particle or bosoms or whatever you're doing. But anyway, they say the particle is one of the simplest particles and therefore the most difficult to detect. It has no spin, no electrical charge, and no color. Well, if it walks like a talk, talks like a duck, quacks like a duck, doesn't talk like a duck, talks and chew gums at the same time, as far as I'm concerned, it's a duck. I messed that one up, didn't I? I tried to cover it up. Okay, so no spin, no electrical charge, no color. What good is it? Can it vote? It decays and disappears in a trillionth of a second after it becomes detectable. Higgs, back in the 60s, could not predict the particle's mass. What good is he? Therefore, they say it was extremely difficult to detect, even though generations of particle physicists tried and numerous particle accelerators failed to produce it. So what do you do, Bart? I'm a particle physicist. So you only examine the physics of particles, nothing big, nothing we could really see and touch. No, I am a particle physicist. Can you imagine if I was a particle doctor? I'm a physician, yes, but I'm a particle physician. Well, what the heck does that mean, Dr. Dahlia? Well, I treat particles. Give them, check their temperature, right? Rub salves on them, anoscopes. I'm a particle physician. Now, scientists at the Tevatron at Fermi National Accelerator Lab and Fermilab, better known as Tefnalafa. I'm sorry. Shut down their lab. Probably because of their name. people were making fun of their name. All right, I know, I'm sorry. Some of you are really excited about this. I know, if I understood it better, I'd be a lot nicer. All right, well, I don't get this, and let's move on. Let's move on to something else I don't get. Canadian researchers say small volcanic eruptions cool the climate. Okay, so if a volcano explodes, rather than it heating up the environment, they say it's cooling the environment. What's wrong here? I majored in science, minored in chemistry. I took every biology class I could, every anatomy class, every chemistry class, took physics, barely got through physics, which is why I can't understand this whole bosom thing. But, you know, is science changing so much that it really doesn't matter what I learned? Or maybe I should have showed up to class a little bit more. An international team led by the University of Saskatchewan researchers say small volcanic eruptions could cool the climate. They say aerosols. Now, there's a lot of aerosols. We've talked about aerosols a lot when we talk about gas on the show. But they say these are non-human aerosols. Minute droplets of sulfuric acid from relatively small volcanic bursts can be shot into the high atmosphere by weather systems like monsoons. Now, Adam Bourassa, who is the university's Institute of Space and Atmospheric Studies, said that until now it was thought that the massive eruption was needed to inject aerosols past the troposphere. Oh, no, I forget all those. You know, you got atmosphere, troposphere, Jurassic Parkosphere, all those spheres. Yeah. Let me see. They say the turbulent atmospheric layer closest to Earth is the troposphere, and it shoots it up into the stable layers of the stratosphere. I'm still not getting how we're cooling down from this one. All right. He was in a phone interview. Well, that's fine. He said, I'm still not getting it. All right. Apparently volcanic sulfuric acid droplet aerosols will cool the Earth. Do you guys understand that? Maybe I should talk about something I understand. I really don't get all this science stuff. Let's move on. What do I understand? Let's talk about kitty cats. All right. So they say people who love kitty cats, cat people, are more at risk for suicide. All right, that I can understand, especially since my stupid cat woke me up. I got three of them. Woke me up all night long, wanted to play. We have two dogs and three cats, but they say women who own cats are more likely to have mental health problems and commit suicide. Now, not because the cats are waking them up all the time, going poo-poo in the poo-poo box, then coming on their bed, and then wiping their tissue on the pillow because the pillow's a lot softer than the poo-poo powder like my cats do, until you just get so enraged and you say, I'm done. They think it's the Toxoplasma gondii, or your toxoplasmosis disease that you could inherit or you could acquire from the Toxoplasma parasite, which is spread through contact with cat feces or eating undercooked meat, unwashed vegetables, which is why we tell pregnant women, don't clean the potty box. Try to avoid the potty box and try to avoid eating undercooked meat. Now, they looked at 45,000 women in Denmark. Now, you know, keep in mind, in your northern latitudes, you'll have higher risk of suicide. Like Alaska, for example. We were just in Alaska for a few days. Alaska, in the summer, it's daylight practically the whole time. Maybe it turns twilight for about an hour or two. So you're kind of happy. You're kind of energetic. But winter, it's dark most of the day and night. And so depression and seasonal affective disorder runs rampant. And so usually in your higher latitudes, closer to the equator, we seem to see less depression than we see higher up. Okay? Now, they looked at 45,000 women in Denmark. About a third of the world's population, they say, is infected with the parasite. A third? Are you kidding me? Hides in the cells of the brain and the muscles. It's called toxoplasmosis, has been linked to mental illness, schizophrenia, and poor radio content. The study's senior author, Dr. Theodore Postolak, he's actually from here, University of Maryland School of Medicine, said, we can't say with certainty that the Toxoplasma gondii caused the women to try to kill themselves. Well, then what are you wasting our time for? But we did find a predictive association between the infection and suicide attempts later in life that warrants additional studies. I don't think it's the parasite. I really think it's the cats. These cats really disrupt your sleep. I say it's sleep. Now, the parasite lives in the intestines of cats. It's spread through oocytes, passed through their feces. All warm-blooded animals can become infected. I tell you, my cats, they're cold-blooded. They are just cold-blooded mean. Can become infected through ingestion of the oocytes. The organism spreads to the brain and muscles. And then we go, uh-oh. Oh, come on, that was funny. We're talking about oocytes, and they infect, uh-oh, that's funny, people. Funny. Organism spreads to the brain and muscles, hiding from the immune system with cysts inside cells. All right, so what do you do? You know what? You train your cat to go to the bathroom on a toilet. Remember in the 80s there was that book, the cat was sitting there on the toilet, and the cat was able to go to the bathroom on the toilet? That's what you do. You train the cat to go to the bathroom on the toilet. All right, but what else are we going to talk about today? Apparently in Israel, Israeli scientists have discovered or created a marijuana, medical marijuana, that doesn't make you high. So people that need to take this medical marijuana for nausea and for cancer pain and chronic unretractable pain could actually take it without getting high. We'll talk about how that works. I also want to talk about this quote-unquote anti-Arizona immigration law that just passed the state Senate in California, what that means to us, and why we're so desperately trying to devalue what it means to be a U.S. citizen. So, of course, I have some discussion and some points on that. All right, guys, don't go away. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I'm a walking in the rain. Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Israeli scientists have created a medical marijuana strain that will not get patients high. Now, we've talked about marijuana a lot on the show. Really two components to it. You have the cannabidiol or cannabidiol. CBD. That's usually the part of marijuana that has the anti-inflammatory effects, which we see to be pretty effective in cancer pain and treatment, as well as preventing the nausea. And then you have the THC, the tetrahydrocannabinol. And I apologize to any of my chemists out there if I'm mispronouncing any of these chemical terms. And I mispronounce everything. I know how to draw out, right, the carbon atoms, right, and the alcohol. I know how to draw them all out. I just can't pronounce it. And so the THC is your psychoactive ingredient. So what they've done, now, of course, cannabis is made up of 60 at least chemical components, but the main psychoactive ingredient, this THC, these Israelis were able to formulate medical marijuana without it. It's called Avidecal. It's already permitted for medicinal use. Patients already can try it at their own discretion from what we understand in Israel. 10 patients have been using it for 6 months. One patient who had a tumor removed from her spine, 35-year-old, says she's been doing great because she could actually work on it. She could work. She could drive. Marijuana is illegal in Israel, but has been permitted for medicinal uses for cancer, Parkinson's, Crohn's, post-traumatic stress disorder. So this may be an excellent... I think I'm actually pretty excited about it because it'll, I think, make prescribing medical marijuana a heck of a lot easier. You know, now it's not, okay, well, yes, we'll prescribe medical marijuana. You could have X amount of marijuana. This is, all right, we have a formulation. This is what you could use for medical marijuana because there are many people who really benefit from it. And unfortunately, you have other people, you know, claiming they have glaucoma or whatnot and saying they need it. And it kind of sullies up the whole process. And the people that I think really do find benefit to medical marijuana have a much more difficult time getting it because people think that they just want to use it to get high. So for these people that go, no, I just want the medical marijuana that can help me through my cancer treatment and my chemotherapy, et cetera, they could hopefully have a formulation that works. All right, so very, very nice. Pretty cool stuff. All right, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, please follow us on Twitter, if you can, at Dr. Dahlia. Find us on Facebook. Follow us there as well. We'll give you up-to-date medical updates as they come. We said goodbye to Andy Griffith earlier this week. It's been revealed that he actually did have a heart attack 24 hours before he passed. I believe he was 86. Most of us remember him from the Andy Griffith Show. That's why my show is called the Dr. Dahlia Show. Because, you know, when Andy Griffith was in Matlock, you have to think a step. All right. Many of us, we don't want to think that step. Andy Griffith was of the Andy Griffith Show. Dr. Dahlia of the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, that's why I'll probably never name my show Matlock. But he was a part of Matlock as well. And yes, he helped promote Obamacare as well. But everybody loved Andy Griffith. Very, very cuddly. And may he rest in peace. Okay, so let's talk about this California Senate bill. This is kind of interesting. All right, you guys heard about this. It's their anti-Arizona immigration bill. It's called the California Trust Act. Has passed their state Senate 21-13, split on long party lines, which basically blocks police from referring a detainee to immigration officials for deportation unless that person has been convicted of a violent or serious felony. Meaning, if you're an illegal immigrant and you were picked up or detained for committing a crime, if the crime falls under certain categories and not under violent, they're going to let you go. Now, many people are like, well, that's fine. Good. You know, that's great. You know, California doesn't have the money to detain every illegal immigrant. Some people claim this is great because many witnesses of crimes won't be afraid to come forward because their immigration status will be asked. We'll have people be more forthcoming because they aren't going to be worried that they're going to be deported. Illegal immigrants could rest easy, coming to California, coming to our country, etc. And they advocates of this claim it'll prevent racial profiling. Now, that may be fine and dandy, but I think we're going to then have to change our terminology a little bit here. All right. From what I understand, and this is what we spent a significant amount of time on talking about yesterday, if we're going to have the term illegal, all right, then we need to enforce it. If California, for example, and they hope other states follow, if California is going to say, you're illegal, but we're not going to consider it illegal activity, and you're fine, then maybe they need to do away with the whole term illegal. And if that's the case, maybe we should do away with the whole term illegal versus legal immigration. I mean, if people get to come willy-nilly, they're caught being here illegally, doesn't matter, they still get to run around, then it sounds to me like we really don't have an immigration policy either, you know, poop or get off the pot. We either have an immigration policy or we don't. All right? Somebody has to decide. The government has to decide. And what advocates are saying about this bill is the feds aren't helping California with their immigration issues. And the police don't want to be involved. They're taxed enough by what they have to do. And they don't have the money to detain the illegal immigrants. And if the feds aren't going to come in and help, then they need to let them go. So there's a little bit more to this Senate bill, although it is being dubbed the anti-Arizona immigration bill. And I'm a little bit confused because something is either illegal or illegal. You're either here legally or you aren't. If you aren't here legally, then you need to leave and then try to come back through the proper channels. Yet if states are starting to take it upon themselves, going, no, it doesn't matter. If you're here legally, nothing's going to happen, we're good, then why do we even have an immigration process? Why are we wasting taxpaying dollars on the immigration process? If coming here illegally has no consequences, then what's the Department of Homeland Security doing? Why are we wasting so much money on our border patrols, etc., if it's not going to be enforced? Well, Dr. Dahlia, it's just California. We don't need to worry about it in Nevada or Missouri or Texas. Well, yes, you do. You know, I use the container analogy. If you're putting in a container in a bowl full of water and that container is supposed to be airtight, you poke a little hole in the west coast part of that container, the fluid's going to come in. The fluid's going to come in through the whole container. I mean, if California is going to be the gateway for illegal immigrants to come in and stay and be a safe haven, then the government needs to decide, all right, there's no more illegal immigration. I mean, all the stuff Washington's doing. No, we don't have to deport you. We don't have to check your papers. You know, I mean, is being a U.S. citizen not valuable anymore? You know, I thought we wanted people to become U.S. citizens. We wanted people to emigrate to the United States, immigrate, become citizens, go through the process. But if the government, especially the feds, really have this lackadaisical attitude, you know, you wonder, doesn't President Obama appreciate what it means to be a U.S. citizen? Right? It makes you wonder, huh? Yeah. Well, of course, President Obama's not going to want anybody checking anybody's papers. Yeah, don't worry about deporting. If we find out you're not a true citizen here, don't worry, we're not going to deport you. I mean, all I'm saying is go one way or the other. But we can't have states say, don't worry, if you're here illegally, we don't consider it illegal. It's either legal or it's not. Either we have no immigration policy and people get to run helter-skelter, come in and out, or you enforce the law, and if somebody is here illegally, you enforce it. And this is a huge issue because we are in the biggest healthcare crisis of our lives. We're in one of the biggest, although ABC News said the recession is over. One of our Facebook listeners said that, well, the recession is over because the depression started. But I know the media is trying to tell us all that the recession's over. No, it's not. I mean, we are in huge economic peril. Our healthcare system is completely in shambles. And now the federal government, as well as the state of California, is taking this attitude on where, you know what, it doesn't matter if you're here illegally. We're not going to consider it an illegal act. Well, somebody's got to poop or get off the pot. That's all I can say. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI at 11 a.m. this morning. I'm going to be on the Vince Daniel Schultz. For those of you listening at Loma Linda, San Bernardino, Riverside, that'll be nice. going to be talking about the Supreme Court ruling. Right now, I want to hit some medical headlines. Cell phones, another study has linked cell phones damaging sperm. And I believe this is sperm in men. Men, they say, who carry their cell phone or BlackBerry on their belt loop or in their pocket may be posing a risk to the health of their sperm. All right. Now, who defends the sperm and who is the sperm advocate? The Environmental Working Group. They are a major health advocacy group. The Environmental Working Group has reviewed the scientific literature and reported that 10 studies have found significant changes in sperm exposed to cell phone radiation. They say in the most striking findings, men who carried their phones in a pocket or on the belt were more likely to have sperm counts and or more inactive or less mobile sperm. Now, don't think you could use that as a form of contraception. If you need a vasectomy, you're still going to have to get the vasectomy. Okay, you can't be sticking cell phones in your pants. You could put, you know, your cell phone in your bra, but men don't wear bras. So I don't know where to put yourself. I don't know where I would tell you to put yourself on. I mean, I guess you could put it up on your chest, but I'm sure someone's going to say, oh, well, you know, cell phones in the chest pocket cause breast cancer. They say people are so preoccupied with the brain tumor issue that the fertility issue gets very little play. This is Lewis Slesson, editor of Microwave News, a newsletter on electromagnetic radiation. They say exposure to cell phone radiation has been associated with markers for sperm damage, such as higher levels of reactive oxygen species, chemically reactive molecules containing oxygen, oxidative stress, DNA damage, and changes in sperm morphology. You know, there's sperm experts, right? We talked about particle physicists, right, and how sexy they may be. What about these people who are particle sperm experts? Right. Well, they look at DNA damage, oxidative stress, reactive oxygen species. That's some pretty exciting stuff. What does your husband do? Tell me all about it. It sounds exciting. Well, all it does is look at sperm morphology. Sometimes sperm race, and he times the sperm. That's what he does. But you know what? We need these guys. We need these guys. Otherwise, we would know nothing about sperm. Okay, so what does this mean? I don't know. They say men who carried a phone in a hip pocket or on a belt had 11% fewer mobile sperm than men who kept the phone elsewhere on the body. Maybe the sperm aren't mobile because they're sitting there on their cell phone. Men who carried a cell phone on the belt and used it intensively during a 5-day test period had a 19% drop in highly motile sperm from their previous levels. Men who talked on the phone for more than an hour a day had 17%, this is reported by Fox News, 17% fewer highly motile sperm than men who talked less than 15 minutes a day. And men who listened to the Dr. Dahlia show on their Android phones using their free Android app had very vibrant, manly, burly sperm. All right, so we know what to do. They say using a Bluetooth device or other headset may actually make things worse because people stick their Bluetooth in their pants. They say using that may actually make it worse because you're likely to keep your device on your belt or in your pocket, all right, as opposed to exposing your head, they say. They say men can carry their cell phones in their pockets if you turn it off. I would just say move your testicles. Men should always remove their cell phone from their pockets when making a call using a Bluetooth or headset, as most electromagnetic radiation is emitted from the phone when talking on the phone. And then, you know, we should do this again. I should find a list of cell phones and who emits the most radiation. Yeah, I remember. All right. Well, I tell you, I mean, even though I have an iPhone, I'm going to say that the Android phones emit probably some of the best talk radio if they have the Dr. Dahlia app. That's what I say. All right, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. There's a new nasal spray that can fight off the flu, they claim, 2 hours prior to you developing symptoms. All right, let me see if I can find the name of what this puppy's called. No, it's not marketed yet. Researchers at San Diego State University focused the study on the protein EP67, which has previously been used as something added to a vaccine to help activate the immune response. Oh, that's why it sounds so familiar. I know. I was sitting there going, wait a second. I know about EP67. We were just talking about EP67 the other day. That's why it activates the immune response and other vaccines. I know, tip of our tongue, EP67. They tested EP67 on mice by infecting them with... It's so hard to make this stuff interesting. I'm sorry, guys. They tested EP67 on mice by infecting them with the flu virus, finding those given a dose within 24 hours did not get sick. Their sperm had no problem with cell phones. The level of illness in mice is measured by weight loss. Typically, mice lose about 20% of their weight when infected with the flu. Oh, then give me some. But those treated with EP67 lost an average of 6%. I'll take that too. Inject me with EP67. Researchers also found mice who were treated a day after being infected with a lethal dose of influenza did not die. EP67 is active in animals, including birds, so the finding could hopefully be used for H1N1. That would be nice if they could later use it for avian flu. Future research will examine the effect of EP67 has in the presence of a number of other pathogens. That'll look closer at exactly how EP67 functions within different cells of the body. And the Dr. Dahlia Show will keep you posted and abreast of that one. I know y'all are dying to know what the EP67 does in the presence of a number of other pathogens. I'm excited by that, too. So I will definitely update you and report what EP67 does with different cells of the body. Now, just in case you guys are going to miss the Dr. Dahlia Show. And sorry, and you're not going to get the full scoop on EP67. This study was published in the science journal PLOS1. Plus one? Oh, plus one, I get it. See, who says scientists don't have a sense of humor? All right, are we all excited about that? Are we done? Finally, all right? When the weekend ends at 4:13 in the afternoon on Sunday is when people get the blues. 4 out of 10 adults admit that their Sunday nights are full of dread and anxiety, right? Because they have to go back to work on Monday. I think it's because the Dr. Dahlia Show does not air on Sunday. Anxiety about the working week starts at 4:13 p.m. on Sunday. 4:13 p.m. I like Sundays because that's when either Boardwalk Empire is on or True Blood is on or Game of Thrones. See, I like Sunday night TV. HBO totally changed our Sunday nights. Actually, I'm really excited because tomorrow, remember we were doing the children's Miracle Network telethon, and we were raising money. And so one of the lucky winners of going out to dinner with Dr. Dahlia, if you donated to their monthly donation program, being the monthly miracle helper, won a dinner with me. So I'm taking out Marlene to dinner tomorrow night. So I have definitely fun planned for Sunday night. So I kind of like my Sundays. But I get that. People get depressed on Sunday. They also say 44% of us are jealous of our colleagues' weekend escapes, and 75% of us don't bother to leave the house on Sundays, right? You know how we used to go out on Sundays? We used to go to the park, go to a movie. Many of us don't leave the house. I want to see the Spider-Man movie. I'm excited about that. I was shocked they do a Spider-Man movie so close to there already being this whole Spider-Man series, but it looks pretty good. So, guys, just don't get depressed. Enjoy. Too many of us, we get so depressed of what's about to happen that we aren't living for the day. Live for the day. Live for the moment. All right? And while you're living for the day and living for the moment, don't forget to download the Android app of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Hey, my boss said I'm supposed to promote it. Android app. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. But most of all, be safe. God bless y'all.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.